Okay, the question is...
Recording in progress.
The question is, if we are not under judgment today under the dispensation of grace, then why does Paul say in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, warning believers of those that pursue certain works will not inherit the kingdom of God? What is he talking about there? So that's what we're going to take a look at. So we're going to go to Galatians chapter 5 and look at verse 19. Let me get that real quick here. All right. So, Bonnie, since you brought the question up, why don't you go ahead and read verse 19 and read it through verse 21, because it's verses 19 through 21 is the context.
Okay. The Bible is not yet open.
Okay. Let me know when you have it. Or maybe Abba kind of gets it quicker. Abba, can you read verses 19 through 21 on the left? Verses 19 through 21, Galatians 5.
Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are deeds: adultery, fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, strife, jealousy, wrath, selfishness, visions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and such like, of which I tell you beforehand, as I have also told you in time past, that they who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Okay, so if we understand, for example, like Romans 8:1, there is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, and then you read a passage like this, what would be a natural question for you to ask? Wouldn't you ask what he meant by the kingdom of God?
The kingdom of heaven, yeah.
You would ask what he meant by the kingdom of God, because maybe it's not the kingdom that we're going into, is it?
Sure.
Okay. Well, let's take a look and see if we can have some other information from other passages to confirm this. Okay. Well, let's take a look, for example, in Ephesians chapter 5, and I'm going to put that on the right. Ephesians chapter 5, read verses 5 and 6 on the right.
For this you know, that no fornicator, no unclean person, no covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God.
Verse 6.
Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of Israel.
Now here you have a lot more information, don't you? First of all, you have a delineation of the kingdom here in verse 5. It's called the kingdom of Christ and of God, right? And it also talks about wrath of God in verse 6, right?
Yeah.
What kingdom is associated with the wrath of God and those that do such things, they're under the wrath of God and don't get into that kingdom? What kingdom are we talking about there? The scripture is very clear. If you go to Revelation chapter 11, don't you see this exact phrase, the kingdom of Christ and of God? Come over to Revelation chapter 11. And I'm going to put that on the left so you can compare it again. Revelation chapter 11. And we're looking at verses 15. Revelation verse 15. There we go.
And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
Isn't that a match with Ephesians 5:5 in terms of the name of the kingdom?
Yeah.
Right? When is that kingdom going to come? It's in the days of the seventh angel. We're in the tribulation period here, aren't we not?
That's true, after the rapture.
Right. You see, why would Paul therefore be saying and warning people about something that's going to be the downfall of people who don't get into that kingdom, why is he telling the body of Christ that in Galatians chapter 5? What's he trying to accomplish by saying that? Well, come over to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And look at verses 9 through 11. It's on the left. First Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9, 10, and 11. On the left.
Know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God.
Now look at verse 11.
And such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
Yeah, you see, he doesn't see the believer as being any of those things in verses 9 and 10, does he? He says you're washed, you're sanctified. So why does he tell them that about those that are not sanctified or not justified if they do those things in the tribulation, and therefore they won't get that earthly kingdom that's mentioned there in Revelation 11? It's just he's teaching by way of contrast, isn't he? He's saying, look, the very things that you're doing right now, if you're living in that tribulation era, you won't inherit that kingdom. But you need to understand that you're washed. So by God's grace, don't live that way. You see that?
Yeah, right.
That's a very powerful motivation, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely. Okay? You see, and then to kind of close it, you know, the fact that wrath and the kingdom of Christ, they go together in terms of the tribulation experience. You see that again in Colossians chapter 3. You know, Paul makes that same statement. Look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 6. Look at verses 5 and 6 on the right.
Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Fornication and cleanliness, inordinate affection, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God comes on the children of disobedience.
Yeah, and it says, and the Greek there is literally is coming upon the children of disobedience. In other words, that's what's waiting for them. Okay? Again, the tribulation experience where you will have to have fruit, or you will be cut off and not get into that kingdom. And so Paul in 1 Corinthians 6 again, he says, look, the very things that you're doing right now, if you were doing those things as someone in the tribulation, expecting that earthly kingdom, you would not get in. But you are positionally righteous. You are washed. You are justified by God's grace. Don't live that way. Okay?
Yeah.
Powerful motivation. And that's why you see things like this, just to make it all the more real to you how precious it is to be living under this dispensation rather than during the day of wrath, correct?
Correct.
Absolutely. Okay, so hopefully that answers that question for people. I know. Stop this right
now. Thank you so much for
Jordan. Okay.